Chapter 14. Lucy directed Seth and June to the bath, fresh linens, and a bed for June. She couldn't bear to walk down the hall to her mom's room, see the photos and memories there, then felt guilty when he glanced at her cane, assuming that was the reason she didn't join them. While he helped June get cleaned up, Lucy heated one of the many frozen entrees her mom had left behind, carefully packaged and wrapped in foil. Coletta Guardino did not believe in microwaves. Eggplant Parmigiana, one of her favorites. While it was cooking, Lucy rummaged through the kitchen drawers. First, the junk drawer, where she found a map of Pennsylvania and the mid-Atlantic states, along with an assortment of felt tip markers. Then the scrap drawer, where among the carefully folded pieces of tinfoil and wax paper, ready to be reused when needed. Coletta also believed in never wasting anything, especially not when it had only been used once or three times. She found a ball of assorted pieces of string tied together. Lucy unfolded the map and spread it over the kitchen table. She'd left her coat on, but the heat had finally kicked in, and with the oven on, the kitchen was growing warm, so she hung it on the back of the chair as she studied the map. Where to start? Tentatively, she marked the location of the mall where June was found 14 years ago, stood back and stared, letting the map fill her mind, her gaze spiraling out from the landmark. There was a pattern. No matter how desperate subjects were to make their movement appear random, there was always a pattern. She added the location where Oshiro had arrested Green Elephant Man that night before they knew he had anything to do with June, then also added his home in a town another 30 miles away. The three points created a vector. The approach Green Elephant Man would have taken from his home to pick up June at the mall. A total of almost 50 miles from point to point. But it wasn't Green Elephant Man she was interested in. It was Daddy. Her meal heated through. She paced around the table, looking at the map from all angles. Funny how her ankle didn't bother her as much, not now that she had something to focus on. She ate right out of the tray. Coletta would not have approved, not at all. Lucy finished eating and had to stop herself before putting the aluminum foil and tray into the dishwasher. No one left to use them again. She crumpled them and tossed them into the trash. Turning back to the map, she used the string to draw an arc with a highlighter, about 50 miles away from the mall in the direction opposite the one Green Elephant Man traveled from. Yeah, that felt right. While it would have been clever to overlap his customer's path, it also would have felt risky. When arranging the drop-off for June, it would have been natural to find a place between Daddy's home base and his buyer, which meant Daddy lived beyond that highlighted semicircle. "Only leaves the rest of the whole friggin' country," Lucy muttered as Seth came in from the hallway. "Coffee?" he asked, sounding weary despite the fact that it was barely 4 o'clock. It'd been a long couple of days for him and June. "Just finished brewing." He turned, facing the counter and the coffee maker, but the glazed expression said he didn't even register the appliance. Lucy took pity on him, fetched a mug from the cabinet beside the stove, and poured him a cup. "Fridge is empty, so no milk. Plenty of food in the pantry and freezer if you're hungry." "This will do," he said absently, looking down at her handiwork. "June okay?" "Exhausted. She's taking a nap, got her feet up." There was an awkward silence. She wanted to get back to work, let her mind fall into the pattern she sought, but it was impossible with him standing there watching. "So it's a girl? Do you have a name yet?" she asked, twirling her highlighter. "No, nothing seems right. My mom offered my grandmother's names, but...
Bettina and Gertrude."
He didn't need to mention that, of course, June had no grandmothers, or any family names to fall back on. She didn't even own her own name. It'd been created for her by a social worker and a calendar. "Don't worry. You'll know the right one when you find it." Lucy paused,
staring at the map but thinking of other patterns. June's DNA is in the system, right? Mitochondrial as well? Of course. We've never had any hits. It's weird, hoping that someday a tech will call and tell us they've found a corpse that could be one of her parents, or that they've arrested a man who's her father. She believes Daddy really is her biological father? Seemed like most people would want to deny that as long as possible. But then June hadn't been raised like anyone else she'd ever met. What a tangled existence she must lead. It was good she had someone solid and dependable like Seth at her side. We both do. Now. She wondered what he meant by that, but before she could press, he gestured to her geographical profile. You're missing the others. Lucy glanced up. What others? Walden didn't tell you? Guess he wouldn't. It's only a theory, and not like anyone else is actively working the case. At least not until today. He raised his mug, realized his hand was shaking, and set it down again. Lucy could understand his bitterness. This was the woman he loved they were talking about. What theory? Seth slid into the seat at the head of the table and slid the map around so it faced him. After we identified June and linked her to the baby girl images and Daddy, Walden kept looking for more victims. But Daddy never posted any new images. Right. Why should he? The baby girl collection would have provided plenty of income, not to mention the money he was paid for June. Except this was never about money. It's about something more. An offender like Daddy wouldn't have any normal adult relationships. June was his sole companion for years. She tapped her marker against the map over the site of the mall. His mistake was letting her live. He wouldn't make the same mistake again. He didn't. Walden found a pattern. The first victims are from the same day June was left at the mall. While she sat there waiting for Daddy to return, he was off picking up his next victims. A 22-year-old and her 4-month-old baby coming out of a doctor's office not 10 miles away. Then, 6 years later, a girl's body was found not far from where another child, this one a toddler, was taken. And again, 4 years after that. The girl's body was the baby taken the same day June was abandoned at the mall? He nodded. Confirmed by DNA, but they never found the mother. Lucy blinked. The pattern of time and space swirling through her mind, a whirlwind of depravity. He might have a girl now. The last one taken would be almost 5 now, if she's still alive. If Walden is right, and these cases truly are linked. Where? I need to know the exact locations. We might be able to get some idea of where he's operating from. If he doesn't move house with each girl. That was Walden's theory. Figured this guy was too smart and careful to stay in the same place. Lucy stared at the map, not blinking for so long that tears blurred her vision. No, he's wrong. This guy, the world revolves around him. His needs, his wants. He's king of his universe. And every king has a castle. Seth pursed his lips, also staring at the map. He leaned forward eagerly, both hands fisted on the table. Do you think we can find him? I hope so. Lucy already had her cell out. There was no landline at the house, hadn't been for years, not since the new cell tower to the south made it easier and less expensive to use a cell phone, and called Walden. Finding him might be the only way to save that little girl now that he's searching for a replacement. Not searching. Seth reminded her in a grim tone. Found. He wants my baby.